Cowboy game. Is check in with the owner and general manager and the head coach. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Well, congratulations, morning. I guess, on a win over the Chiefs.
That was more embarrassing than the time I sharted at the Cattle Baron's ball. But we did get a win, and with that, let me go ahead and bring Wade on here, our head coach, our head honcho, unfortunately.
We did it, Jerry. We beat our crosstown rivals. How about that?
Well, no, they're not our crosstown rivals.
Jerry, we won a city championship with that win yesterday.
Oh, no way.
Hey, but I do have a question. I thought we was going to play the Chiefs.
And well, we said
we played that Dallas team that I'd never heard of.
No, that was the Chiefs.
Well, let me get this straight. They play in the Cotton Bowl?
No, they did play in the Cotton Bowl. Not anymore.
Well, why are we playing in Kansas City? Is that like a neutral site?
No, that's where the Chiefs play. Those were the Chiefs.
Well, why is they wearing them Texas uniforms then? What did they do, run out of Chiefs uniforms?
No, wait. It was a tribute to the fact that they used to be called the Dallas Texans.
I thought we was called the Dallas Texans.
No, we're the Dallas Cowboys.
We're Texans and we're playing Dallas.
Well, yes. Okay, wait, listen.
All
that's
right.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Going by a different uniform, okay?
All right.
That's a one-time deal.
That's confusing, Jerry.
Now, Wade, listen, I got a few issues with you. First of all, you couldn't do anything right. Let's not celebrate them field goals quite so much. And the only thing more embarrassing than the Chiefs scoring that touchdown to tie it up was you getting hung up in the headset cord right afterwards. And that was on that was on camera, too.
Did that on camera? I'm sorry about that, Jerry. You know, I hadn't been hung up like that since I got into a mess and a stump at Ray Roberts. By the way, since there's nothing coming through that headset by your orders, Jerry, can I just cut that cord? It'd make it a lot easier.
You want a no-cord headset?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I guess so. We did that for Maurice Carthon, so I guess we can do it for you, too.
Hey, speaking of you, too, can we go to that concert tonight, Jerry? I like you, too. Don't they have, like, a banjo and washed-up bass in that band?
No. They're four Irish guys from some other country.
Well, I like you too. I like that. I wanna run.
Oh,
I wanna hide.
Jeez.
I wanna come on, Jerry, give me a little bit.
I wanna tear down the walls that hold me inside.
There you go, Jerry. I wanna reach out.
That's
the flame.
Where the streets have no name.
Hey, guys, Jerry, Wade, can we get back to the game?
Oh, sorry about that.
It looked like quite an atmosphere up there, Jerry. They showed you in your owner's box. You looked like you were a little chilly fighting the weather.
Well, I was glad we were in cold weather up there because it made it more plausible that I was traveling with a snow shovel.
What do you mean?
Well, after the game, I was so disgusted. I lured Wade into the rental car with a trail of Reese's Pieces.
I like him.
Then once he was in there, I drove him out to a remote rural area. And I let him out in the middle of a field and gave him a picnic basket full of canned dog food and a canteen. And he looked confused and lost in my rearview mirror as I drove off. But he tried to run after the car for about 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, after I got a few miles away, I got to feeling guilty. So I turned around and found Wade wandering around in circles, eating from an open can of dog food.
Already?
Calling out for me. He'd already busted into his provisions.
Wow, that was quick.
So I lured him back to the car with a piece of ham, and when he got near... When he got near the car, I started clubbing him over the head with a shovel.
I thought you said you felt sorry for him.
He finally went down after about 20 hits. I peeled out of there, and I'll be darned if when I got back to the team hotel, if he wasn't right behind the car.
Well, lucky for me, my belt buckle got hung up on the tailpipe, so I rode up under the car like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
God.
Thanks, Jared. That was fun.
So I guess he's going to be coach for another week at least.
Yeah, you can't get rid of him, can you?
I know we can beat by.
Good one, Wade.
That's a football joke for you there, Jared.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
See ya.
There they go, Jerry and Wade.